First John chapter 1, verse 5 through second chapter, verse 1. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much for gathering us all together in this place so that we can listen to you, pay attention to you, worship you, and glorify you with the message that you are about to give us. Please be with Mike right now. Please send the Holy Spirit to guide him and use all of his talents to present whatever it is that you need us to hear today. We are grateful that you did send your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our sacrifice, to be with us and to defend us in your name. In Jesus' most precious name we pray now. Amen.
My voice is a little shot, so this is going to be the shortest message I'll ever give at Beech Grove Church. I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, so I'll just give the beginning and I'll give the exciting conclusion. If we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, then why do I need to confess my sins? That's what it says, right? It says right there in John chapter, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now wait a second. If I'm saved, hasn't that been taken care of? Great question, isn't it? The day I got saved, the day you got saved, our sins have been forgiven as far as the east is from the west. There's many verses that will back up Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Psalm 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, as far as he has removed our transgressions. John the Baptist preached repentance for what? The forgiveness of sins. Romans 4:7. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that anyone sitting in here this morning, if you are saved, your sins have been forgiven. Totally. Completely. The ones you committed long ago, the ones you committed this morning, the ones you'll commit tomorrow and next year, they're all gone. So why do we need to keep on confessing our sins? Well, let's skip pages 2 and 3 and get right to page 4. We want to build up our relationship with God. We want our relationship to be a right relationship. And the best example that I can give to try to answer that question is this. Remember John chapter 13? That chapter starts off by Jesus doing what? He gets down on his knees and he takes a cloth and he washes the disciples' feet. Remember that story? John chapter 13. He's gone around washing everybody's feet until he gets to Peter. And Peter says, wait a second. Time out here, Jesus. You're not going to wash my feet. And Jesus comes back with always the right answer. If I don't wash your feet, Peter, you have nothing to do with me. And Peter comes back as Peter would. Not just my feet, Lord, but my head and my hands and my body also. What does Jesus come back and say? Those who have had a bath don't need to be washed. Only their feet. Let's use that as an analogy here this morning. We have had a bath. Right, Christians? We have been washed clean. Jesus Christ has forgiven us. Our eternity is secure. God has forgiven us of all of our sins. But as we go through this journey called Christianity, sometimes our feet get dirty, don't they? Sometimes we mess up. We failed yesterday. We failed today. We'll fail tomorrow. That doesn't mean we all need to be washed all over again. We're already clean, just like Peter was already clean. Sometimes our feet get dirty. And that's why John writes that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That's why we continue to forgive and confess our sins. Not because we need a total cleansing. We've already been washed. But because we go through life and these feet get dirty. And we don't want these feet getting dirty and then more of us getting dirty and then more of us getting dirty. We keep on going back and confessing our sins and saying, Lord, I need my feet washed. Could it be that every time we go to God and confess our sins to Him, it's as if Jesus is getting on His knees and getting out that rag and cleaning our feet? Isn't that a great Christmas present? Not only has He washed all of us, but He keeps on washing the part of us that just keeps on getting dirty. So this morning, I'm going to just kind of reread that verse. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. In a way that kind of makes a little more sense. And if I was to rewrite that verse, and I don't mean to be blasphemous or anything, but in my simple mind, I think it says something like this, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to purify us from our dirty feet. That's a Christmas present, my friends, that just keeps on giving. Let's go to God.